The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Good evening. Welcome to Abiding Love. It's wonderful to see familiar faces and new friends with us tonight. We have abiding lovers that are crisscrossing the globe this weekend, and we have other folks that are at home and folks coming in to gather with them. So we've just kind of made a tradition of getting together on Thanksgiving Eve to kick off a time of celebration. It's been a season for us already here at Abiding Love, and the next couple of days are a particular focus on God's goodness and grace and the way our lives have been so richly blessed. In all weathers, in the challenging times, and in times of joy and celebration as well. So it's good to be with you in this place of peace, and we pray that you make yourselves to home and that this inaugurates a festival for you with family, friends, in the fellowship of the season. I invite you to stand as you are able, and we sing together our call to worship.
Please join me and read responsively Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord is God.
It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him, bless his name.
For the Lord
is good.
His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Please be seated. We pray together tonight our confessional prayer. Creator God, how rich and beautiful is the world you have made. We confess that we sometimes forget to give you thanks, acting as though what we have is of our own achievement. Sometimes we consume the fruits of creation, forgetting that you call us to bear fruit ourselves. Sometimes we treat your generosity as our right and hug it possessively to ourselves. Sometimes we can be so blind that we can't see the reasons to give you thanks that are all around us. Forgive us, Father. Help us to trust in you so that we will stop worrying and share freely with others, knowing that your grace is sufficient for every need. Amen. Hear now the good news. In Christ, God has reached into the daily reality of our lives to bring us healing and hope, forgiveness and peace. In Christ, God freely forgives us of all that seeks to separate us from God. God calls us to repentance, to turn from the things that have drawn us away from God, and to live the way, the truth, and the life that has been revealed in Jesus Christ. May our lives be celebrations of God's love and goodness, received through faith. And may we live in gratitude and thanksgiving for the gift of grace. Thanks be to God.
Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Now is the feast of the Lamb once slain, whose blood has freed and united us to be one great people of God. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. Power and riches, wisdom and might, all honor and glory to Christ forever. Now the feast and celebration, all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore. God has come to dwell with us, to make us people of God, to make all things new. Now the feast and all of creation sings for joy. To the God of life and love and freedom, praise and glory forevermore.
We find ourselves in interesting times. A lot of polarity, a lot of strife and struggle, a lot of challenge and contention attend these times in our world and in our lives. It can be hard-pressed sometimes to find the center, to find that place of balance wherein we can address the opportunities and the joys that life affords us, and we can deal with the challenges and struggles that beset us inevitably. We take this opportunity now, joining in a litany of thanksgiving, to focus on those things that Paul calls us to focus on. Whatever is good, whatever is life-giving, whatever is healing and nurturing, whatever brings peace, whatever brings contentment and balance. These things, focus on these things, he says. And the God of grace will be with you and will bring you the great shalom of God. God, our creator, our redeemer, and sustainer, we thank you for the gift of life and the wonder of creation. Pray with me. You speak, and the world is reborn. Our eyes delight in its beauty. Our ears ring with its harmonies. Your spirit breathes in us, filling us with your presence, blessing us today and for all our tomorrows. Let our prayers rise to you as incense, our songs as gifts of praise and thanksgiving. For healing and wholeness, we thank you. For love and grace, we praise you. For life and its fullness, we are ever grateful. We offer thanks to you in the name of Jesus, the one who makes all things new. Amen.
A reading from 1 Chronicles. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord is King. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Good evening. My name is Joshua, and I am the worship and art director here at Abiding Love, and I am here to kind of guide us through a little bit of a lesson in prayer. You should have gotten a handout. I want you to grab that. And I first want to draw attention to the front cover that says Thanksgiving Eve and Abiding Love Lutheran Church. That piece of art was created by Sarah Pepin, and she's one of folks in our congregation, and we're really happy to have that here. It's just a beautiful piece, and when I saw this, it really was inspiring. And it reminded me of, when I look at the sun at the bottom there, I don't know if you can tell, but this is kind of the story of creation. The heavens are separated from the earth, and the dark from the light, and the land from the sea. But when I saw this sun, I was reminded of how the sunlight is radiation, and it's constantly warming us, and it's constantly penetrating and part of our lives. And when I see that, I was reminded of Pastor Brad's lesson. Who was here for Lent this past year, this current year? So we talked about centering prayer during our Lenten journeys, and one of those lessons was all about just kind of centering yourself and finding that peace and finding that inner moment when you draw really close to the Lord and really close to what's going on in your life, and kind of just letting everything else fade away. And when I thought about that, I thought about this sunlight, and I thought about this idea of radiating prayer. Now, if you look at the back of that prayer card, I'm not going to take up too much time, but I've got a quote from J.R.R. Tolkien, and it'll tie into the image that's on the bottom of this prayer card in a moment, but I just want to read that real quick. The chief purpose of life for any of us is to increase according to our capacity, our knowledge of God by all means we have, and to be moved by it to praise and thanks. And this time of year is all about giving thanks. And when I think about thankfulness, and I think about expressing that gratitude and expressing that idea of I am thankful, I feel like that is a prayer. No matter where you're at, no matter what kind of person you are, when you say I'm thankful for something, you are praying. Because you are expressing that whatever you have right now, you know that you didn't build it yourself. You didn't do it all by yourself. You have this whole community that's around you. The things that are in your life, the blessings that are in your life, they don't just come from yourself. They come from outside sources. And we give thanks to God as the source of those things. And so when I think about this idea of centering prayer and then this idea of radiating prayer, I thought about this topographical map. Who has ever in the military or has done land navigation? So you know about a topographical map. All the lines on the map are the same they're the same altitude. So if you look at this map here, you see the very top of the hill is highlighted in yellow. And so then the very top of that hill on the topographical map is in yellow. And when I think about radiating prayer, I think of this idea of starting with what we are thankful for ourselves. And I like to think about, I'm thankful that I am me. I'm thankful that I exist. I think that I'm thankful that God has given me the breath to breathe and legs to walk and hands that can create things. And I'm thankful for myself. And I'm thankful for myself because God says, love your neighbor as yourself. And I feel like that starts with loving yourself, right? You can't necessarily love somebody else without loving yourself first. And so this idea of a radiating prayer beginning with ourselves, so in that first blank, I'd like you to just take a pen that you might find in the pew or a pencil that you might find in the pew and write your name right there at the top there. And I want you to just think to yourself, I am thankful for me. I'm thankful for God creating me and giving me life. And immediately that prayer should begin to well up and to radiate outwards away from ourselves. Because we're not just thankful for all the great stuff that we have, but we're also thankful for the great stuff that God has given us to be a blessing to others, so that those blessings don't just terminate on ourselves. And so in that second blank, which would be the second line of altitude, as we're radiating away from the top of that mountain, would be our family and our friends. And so if you write in there just some of the names of the people that are close to you, names of people that are in your lives that you're thankful for, and this idea will begin to kind of take shape as we look past ourselves and look past our immediate lives, and we begin to become thankful for those that are in our lives, our children, our parents, our teachers, the people that are in our community, our friends and our family, you know, those folks that are there whenever you're going through a rough time and you can pick up the phone or send them a text message and say, you know, things aren't great right now. Please pray for me. And moving from there to the next line of latitude or the next line of altitude would be our community, our surrounding community. So those are the people that are in service in the community. Those are the people that volunteer. Those are the people that serve at our food pantry. Those are the people that volunteer at the church that you're a member of and that you're in community with. So that's that third level of our radiating prayer. We're thankful for those people that are in our lives. We're thankful for the blessings that are in their lives too, right? And then the fourth blank kind of extends even further out. And when we begin to pray for not just ourselves and not just our friends and family because we're thankful for them, and not just the communities, these great places that God has put us in to walk with each other in community, we reach outside of that area. We begin to think about the broader city that we're in, the broader state and the country, even this world, and that whole last level, it just kind of smooths out, and these radiating prayers can kind of reach the entire world. And I had somebody tell me once, whenever you see a news story, like Uzbekistan or somewhere, in Thailand or protests going on in Hong Kong or anywhere in the world where it's worthwhile sending a whole news team out to report on it, this person told me, you know, maybe God is putting on your heart to be praying for the people that are involved in that, the people that are being oppressed by those governments or those large organizations that are hurting people, and to be praying for those people that are on the ground in those areas. And it's not just like, oh gosh, there's some crazy thing happening in some far off corner of the world, but maybe God is highlighting that area of the world for you to be praying for. And so that idea of radiating prayer from ourselves to our friends and family, to our neighbors, to our community, to our broader world is what I want you to think about when you think about this idea of radiant prayers. And when I pray with my son, Samwise, we pray for we thank God for making us, and we also thank him for our family and friends and our neighbors and strangers. And I want y'all to take that away from tonight. And when you think of thankfulness, when you think of the idea of, you know, an entire stadium of people cheering for a touchdown, or just those exuberant expressions of praise and of thankfulness, like, think about this. Those people are expressing some sort of prayer language, and this idea of radiating prayer can carry your heart and your mind and your prayers to the far ends of the earth. Thank you.
Oh, wow, that was good.
I'm just going to play some music while y'all continue to fill those cards out, okay?
Our altar tonight is a cornucopia symbolizing all of the blessings of God, all of the ways God provides all that is needed for rich, full lives. We take this opportunity now to gather the harvest of our offering. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all of the ways that you bless us. Receive now these gifts as signs of our whole lives returned to you, ourselves, our time, our possession. Receive the first fruits of our harvest, and in your hands may they be multiplied and reach out in mission and service to a world that is hungry, a world that is needful. For your abundance, your grace, and your peace. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is our duty and delight that we should everywhere and always offer thanks and praise to you through Jesus Christ. And so with the church on earth, all creation and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name.
In the abundance of God's kingdom, with all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it, and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so remembering me." And in the same way, taking a cup, blessing it and giving thanks, he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so, in this time of thanksgiving, as we count the blessings of our lives, we remember as Christ has invited us, and we pray in the words he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. As we commune this evening, we'll be sharing this blessed sacrament with one another. As you come forward, you'll be invited to take a piece of bread and dip it either in the grape juice or the wine that's provided for you. And one of your fellow Christians in the body of Christ will say to you, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you'll have the opportunity to step around and offer that same blessing to the next in line. The table is set. Come forward, people of God.
Are we going over here? Okay. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you pray. break the chains of hatred and fear. Have mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us. Lamb of God, you are the way of justice and peace.
Thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all.
prayer of thanksgiving. I ask that it's my hope that you all would, in your travels this week or in the days to come, wherever you may be, where there's an opportunity to offer prayer, that you would use this one and take this with you and use this in those times. Please pray with me. Lord, behold our family here assembled. We thank you for this place in which we dwell, for the love that unites us, for the peace accorded to us this day, for the hope with which we expect the morrow, for the health and work, the food and bright skies that make our lives delightful, for our friends in all parts of the earth. Amen.
Please stand as you are able.
We go forth together.
One moment. As you make your way tonight, go with God's blessing. May God bless you and keep you. May God make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May God look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now you could go if we go forth together.
Sharing God's love.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Also with you.
Please share that peace with each other as we leave this place. Sorry.